This piece was brought to you by Roberta's, robertaspizza.com.
I'm Linda Palaccio, host of A Taste of the Past. You're listening to Heritage Radio Network, broadcasting live from Bushwick, Brooklyn. If you like this program, visit heritageradionetwork.org for thousands more.
Ollie's busy making tracks. You're stuck with these four dumb hacks. Jamie, Chad, Jim, and Sam. We will do the best we can. Not the Mama Cookies Party. Mama Cookies Radio. Mama Cookies Party. Mama Cookies Radio. Mama Cookies Party. Mama Cookies Radio. Mama Cookies Radio.
Coming to you live from Bushwick, New York City, it's the Mama Coco's Funky Kitchen Radio Show.
Power 105, The Breakfast Club, how you doing?
Long time, first time. Okay, you got Chad and Jim in the studio with Jack on the boards. I'm waiting for the rest of the crew to show up, so...
Typical.
Man. Hey, where are we going? We're going to Brooklyn!
Wow!
This is The Mix, Brooklyn Bound.
The Mix.
Part
That's
one.
CKS, not X.
Every night in the stars, in the stars. Damn, that started out with like a kind of like a little Sly Boys vibe there, and then towards the end, I think we really got to rocking. You know what I mean? You know, what I like about that song. What's the name of that song to you?
Brooklyn Bound Part One.
Oh, that's why you said the thing about Brooklyn. Okay.
Yeah.
See, when I listen to a song like that, like towards the end there. Oh, here we got fucking Jamie and Sam walking in. Okay. About what I'm saying. When I listen to a song like that, towards the end, when you know it's really rocking and it's going dun 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 dun, bang, and there's a guitar in one ear going dun 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 dun, you know, it's like a hitting.
You talking about My Sharona?
No. They are very funny. Okay, no. So I always picture that like they hired a guy to play that little part, and he's like, and I think about all like in hit songs where there's like that one little part, and you picture like the guy playing that. Like for instance, like Simon and Garfunkel, The Boxer. You're all familiar with the song.
Yeah.
You know, during the chorus where it's like, lie, 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 gah!
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. I just pictured the guy that hired to play snare is like, here we go. Ready? Here it is. Bah!
I wonder if that was Jim Keltner. You think it was Jim Keltner doing that?
I don't know. But the whole time he's thinking, it's a hit, boys.
Right. No, because that's one of those things on a record that seems stupid and not important that makes it fucking awesome.
That makes people go,
and it's
almost
nothing.
Exactly.
Yeah.
People go, oh, I love that. Bah!
It's like, you know? That's like the story Jim Keltner just mentioned. Uh-huh. It was like Tom Petty and the Heartbreaker. Jim Keltner was the drummer of the Wrecking Crew. He was on like all the Beach Boys records, Phil Spector, Frank Sinatra, Simon and Garfunkel, the Wrecking Crew from L.A.,
sure.
You know, famous session musicians. And so fucking Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers, they're recording Refugee.
You don't
and,
have...
Live like a refugee. You don't have to live like a refugee. Yes. And Jim Keltner walks in.
Sorry, Jack.
and he's listening, and he says, hey. Says, I hear a shaker. And the shaker became the hitmaker on that record.
The shaker became the hitmaker.
I hear the shaker.
I love it. No, I always like try to listen in for like the little things that like that guy was thinking. Like, well, the other famous one is the bass on fucking Lou Reed, Walking the Wild Side.
All right, the second bass.
They paid that guy like $20.
Right.
Yeah.
They had Herbie Flowers, and then they had, I guess they got a jazz guy.
Uh-huh, it's coming
come
to
come in and play
boom.
The...
Yeah. Yeah.
And that sounds like no other record.
Exactly,
you hear it in 2 seconds, you know it's that.
But you know what I hate, honestly, and I love the song, but Can I Kick It, when it comes on, and I'm like, oh, Walking the Wild Side. And then it's like, I like Can I Kick It, like, don't get me wrong, but... It's so disappointing to me.
Well, no, okay. See, I like Can I Kick It. I'm happy when I hear Can I Kick It. When I think I'm hearing Straight to Hell by The Clash,
and then MIA
comes
on.
I like paper, I like planes.
The other one.
That shit is terrible. Terrible.
What's the other one? Vanilla Ice with When You Think It's Under Pressure.
Yeah.
That like, sweet, a good thing's about to happen.
Or,
oh, God, what is this?
Even the lamest one is. When you're listening to classic rock, right? You listen to
Q104. Q104.3.
Right? Q104.3, home of the rock and roll, tri-state area.
Yeah.
And you hear bells, and you're like, shit, is this Pink Floyd? Or is this AC/DC?
That is exactly what was on my mind, was that I'm not about AC/DC. I'm sorry if I'm pissing people off there, but...
Well, somebody loves AC/DC in this room.
For those about to rock.
Anytime a freaking AC/DC song comes on, half of them that play on the radio, they start with the fucking bells. So I'm just like, okay.
No, that's Hell's Bells.
But then,
Time by Pink Floyd also starts with bells.
But it's also like Thunderstruck. They have like a similar sort of like...
No, they have a cannon.
No, that's... That one?
Maybe I'm just grouping all AC/DC together out of a personal...
It's funny, I think...
I'm going to see them this summer. I am so fucking excited. We're having a Brooklyn What road trip.
Wait, because they're playing some big festival, aren't they? They're headlining. It's like the headliner.
They're
like
playing
AC/DC,
Coachella.
Drake. Yeah.
But I'm going to see them in New Jersey.
Well, that's the place to see them.
Yeah.
If you don't...
I saw them once when I was like 11 with my dad, and man, we had a good time.
Growing up, I had the Live at Castle Donington DVD, and the one thing I will never forget is the drummer, who I always like. I love to make fun of the AC/DC drummer. I just picture the whole time he's like, stay in the pocket, stay in the pocket. You know, he's got one thing to do,
That guy, you know? Phil Rudd, is a tremendous musician because nobody knows when not to play like that drummer.
Yeah.
That drummer has never mucked up one of their songs.
No, exactly.
You know?
But what I remember is that in this Castle Donington video, he had two bass drums above his head.
Oh, yeah.
And he would go, dum, dum, you know, like with both hands. I wish you guys could see this hand. Like, and his hand expression now. It's like both arms extended, raised, elbows bent, hitting two bass drums like on like on your flanks. I think it's an like appropriate
that's
word.
That's obviously the best way to do it.
Yeah, it's yeah. like, dude, it's just
it's
incredible.
Like Alex Van Halen going on tour with the giant flaming
gong, the gong
that they only use in one song.
Unchained, unchained.
It costs like $500,000 to cord it around.
That's sad to say, unchained.
Yeah,
hit the ground running.
True story. When I was 15, back in rock school, we actually played Unchained, and the show
oh,
was
God.
At the. hold on here. Hold on. The show
rock was, school or school of rock.
To those of us who were in it, it was rock school. That to all almost, the rest of y'all,
that was pretty close to for those about to rock. You just said, to those of us who were in
if
rock
we're
school,
really
that's
get into
the
whole
version.
Thing. The reason I don't like AC/DC is because they did an AC/DC show at the New York School of Rock, and I was helping out in a like older kid helping the younger kids capacity, and one of the kids didn't show up for the show, and in doing so, I had to go play the bass for 15 AC/DC songs. Because he just didn't show up. And that
yeah, and you
me,
learn they're all the same.
Yeah, so, yeah, thank you. I'll get into it. So every AC/DC song for our listeners out there, if you know an A, you know an E, you know a D, you got it. You're good.
Hey, if it ain't broke, don't fix it.
Right. Yeah. That's exactly what I was going to say.
Those were also the only three chords that Elvis Presley could play on the guitar.
Yeah, but he was pretty, so, you know.
Well, you, you don't think we're pretty?
You
don't like those songs? Sam Braverman!
You don't think Bon Scott looks good in a little girl suit?
I think that's a whole nother thing. I don't know what descriptors I can use for that. I don't think they're... I can say them on the radio.
Yeah.
You don't like a music!
I once met the producer, and I can't think of his name now, but he did a million hits, like novelty singles in the 60s, and one of them was I Think We're Alone Now.
I don't know that one.
And I said, I said, I got to know that story, and he goes, I was laying in bed, and I couldn't fall asleep because I was thinking so hard about the session the next day and how we had to make this a hit record. And as I laid there trying to sleep, I said, God damn it, I can't sleep, those goddamn crickets. And then it came to me. Because I think we're alone now. Yeah. When the music gets really slow, you can hear crickets chirping.
Okay, all right. So. That's now I
wish I was in the loop for that.
We're alone now.
Well, now that I've been in that conversation, let's just play some music.
No, Jimmy, it was an earnest effort.
This is The Regrets.
Ooh, oh, cool.
Oh, this is a good record. This is a good record.
I wish I was a listener. I wish that I could move like her, but I'm not, and I can't. I wish I could play any chords. I wish I was a little less self-absorbed, but I can't, and I'm not. And I'm scribbling on the back of receipts everything I'd rather be what I want. Piteous anger, like some kind of TV teenager. It's sad, it's not hard. I see with distinct clarity every inch that lacks in me. I've got that much self-awareness. I wish I could seem new to you. I wish I could breathe like the others do, but I can't. God damn.
It's called Wish.
Love that guitar tone.
Yeah. That's a great band, man. I'm digging this new release.
They have their opening track from that record. You guys were all part of the focus group, I take it, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The opening track on that record is about, like, cutting dicks off.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it sounds like Blondie.
I'll cut your dick right off. It's like, that's a great refrain.
Oh, yeah.
But it sounds like Blondie, so it's cool.
Exactly. Well, whatever, you know, whatever it sounds like.
Yeah. It sounds like the Regrets.
Okay, so discussion topic this week. Donald Trump running for president. Using Rocking in the Free World for his theme song.
No!
That was Neil Young.
No!
Then Neil Young then immediately released a press release saying, no! Yeah. Just like you said. Yeah, saying, you're not allowed to do that.
That's insane.
And then Donald Trump coming back.
Has he never heard the verses of the song?
Well, that's the thing. I don't think Donald Trump's ever actually listened to the song.
Has anyone in his... And his, like, hundreds of employees told him, like, that doesn't really seem right.
Yeah.
His theme song should be a money, 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 money.
That already is his theme song. That's the theme song to The Apprentice.
Oh, really? I've never seen The Apprentice.
That's already it.
I've never seen
it. Are you serious?
Yeah, no, the OJ is money, money. That's the theme. I haven't watched The Apprentice in like 10 years, but that's what it was.
Yeah, it's still
You still watch The Apprentice? Okay, cool.
The Apprentice is the one, is the whole you're fired.
Yeah.
You're fired.
You're fired.
You're no good for my company. My daughter doesn't like you.
You're fired.
However, the next season of Celebrity Apprentice, he's picking his vice president.
Totally.
You know who should run for president? Simon Cowell. He'd be like, he'd be talking to Putin, he'd be like, you are terrible.
Listen,
you're horrible.
You're trying to use these intimidation tactics, and it's just not working.
Did you guys hear the U.S. might, like, there's some shit, we might have to, like, bomb Russia?
Actually, you know who the Donald said he wanted for his running mate?
Uh-oh.
Oprah Winfrey.
Are you shitting me?
Yeah.
I'd vote for Oprah.
I just don't want to have to vote for Donald Trump to do
it. I wonder like what the affect that would be, because Oprah clearly contained, she's got the female vote and the black vote.
Could Oprah run with Hillary? That's what I want to know.
They would kill each other.
You think so?
Yeah.
Those are two, I've never seen two more power-hungry people ever in history.
Did you guys discuss on one of the weeks when I was out the whole Hillary and Yoko thing?
Oh.
Was this a topic on the radio yet?
We have not gone over this yet.
Oh, God.
Well, I had the best joke
that
I heard about it.
Oh,
I,
that Vietnam was stopped by the actual scissoring?
They scissored. And then the troops immediately started going home.
Charlie was like, okay, no, I'm not even going to say anything.
I saw that on a tabloid. I didn't know that was like an actual... like,
Charlie, don't scissor! Are you getting that film ref? Film ref? Apocalypse Now, except as a porno. Charlie, don't scissor.
Yeah, and it's just kind of making me like scratch myself. I'm like, these people don't belong here.
Charlie, don't surf is a Clash song, too.
Oh, is it? I think it's like, it became like a famous line. Right?
Yeah.
Charlie, don't surf became like a thing.
Yeah.
Well, I think Charlie, don't scissor should be a thing.
Well, what about Hillary, though?
She does apparently.
So I mean, the fact that she
is it substantiated?
I don't like Clinton.
Uh huh.
I don't think that you could make this up. I don't think that Yoko Ono could make
this up. It's Yoko.
Yeah, I mean she's
the Dragon Lady.
Here's what I'll throw out there. What if this is
that's racist?
What if this is like
no?
Really,
isn't that like what she's called herself at one point?
What if this is really involved performance art, and this is like Yoko Ono's next art?
I feel like it's too weird to be art. I feel like must be
true. Yoko Ono's also 84, I think. So.
I'm saying this is some 21st century art. I don't know if you guys ever watched Black Mirror. It's this British show that's kind of in the vein of like the Twilight Zone. In the first episode of the whole thing, it deals with like how technology is going way too fast and is going to screw with all our lives. And in the first episode, these guys kidnap the Princess of England, Duchess of whatever, and...
York.
Not in the show, they changed the name, whatever. But anyway, they kidnap the princess and they threaten to kill her if the prime minister will not go on television and fuck a pig. And at the end, like, sorry, I'm going to spoil this one episode for you. At the end of the thing, they get the princess back and it turns out that it was this one disgruntled guy that did this. And the, like, takeaway was that it was the first great new artwork of the 21st century was this act of... perpetrating, forcing the...
Wait, did the guy fuck the pig?
Yeah, he fucked the pig on national TV.
Jesus.
On national TV.
God. But it was like an installation piece for some guy, is what you're saying.
That's what the art critics in the show said or whatever. They say, like, that they viewed this as the first great new artwork of the 21st century.
I mean,
this,
you have to realize that art critics will say a lot of things, you know? Art critics have been known to, like, say things that should not be said.
Valid.
Well, Yoko's always been very ahead of her time. So, yeah, if this was a humongous joke, if Yoko thought it'd be funny, it was funny, and was, like, chuckling to herself for, like, her son, who loves his mother more than any man I've ever seen. Beautiful, I've never seen a mom, a mother, son date combo more than Sean and Yoko. They go to everything together. They're like Buster and Gangi on Arrested Development.
Yoko Ono is Jessica Walters. It's a giant conspiracy.
I love Yoko Ono.
No,
for the
record,
people shit on her, and I think it's a really fucked up thing. That is a genius person.
Oh, yeah.
And I believe if she wants to say that she ate Hillary Clinton's pussy, I believe her. Because that's fucking Yoko Ono, baby.
Dude, I didn't think I'd ever hear anybody say that out loud.
I never thought any of this.
including Bill Clinton, by the way.
Yeah, before I came here, I was watching an hour-long, like, extended Daily Show interview with Bill Clinton. Man, sometimes we forget how absurdly likable that guy is. Yeah. Like,
wait, have you ever seen the video of him singing Imagine on stage with, like, a huge choir of, like, young Asians?
No, but I would love to.
Oh, no, no. Like, he's, like...
Does he do a sax solo?
No, yeah. He's in the audience, and there's, like, one girl who's, like, a soloist who's, like, gonna sing, and she's like, Mr. Clinton, like, we know you love to sing. He's like, do I? And she's like, please come join us. And he's, like, forced to do it. You know, he can't back down. So he gets up on stage and she's singing, like, Imagine, you know, beautifully. And he's kind of standing there, like, smiling, like, what do I do? And then he starts kind of singing along. He's like, you know, really low and out of key, just horribly. Aww. Kind of trying to, like, pat her on the back, being like, thank you for this incredibly embarrassing honor, you know. But it really is beautiful.
The first significant thing I ever remember seeing on television was Bill Clinton play a saxophone. And Arsenio Hall, which was
I
like,
love Arsenio
that
Hall.
Was his power move.
That was like the first thing I saw on that YouTube that I actually cared about.
That was his power move,
really?
was playing saxophone on Arsenio. And like, I think he won the liberal vote by doing that.
I love Arsenio
Hall. Said, you know,
he's a man.
If everyone says he was the first black president.
Right.
Yeah. Wait, what?
Yeah. It's not, you know.
Do people really say that?
Yeah, yeah. People really
in jest.
Because he's, like... He had this reputation of being down and kind of.
Oh my God.
But he's actually, the thing is about the Clintons is that they're as scummy as anybody else. But like they're like the kind of white people that people just like. Kind of, you know what I mean? They're like, that's a good white woman, that Hillary Clinton. Like,
they love
really
Joni
cares.
Mitchell.
You know what I mean? Yeah, they're just like there's a certain degree of
like
I guess like.
I think they have an air of relatability without actually being relatable.
Bill's relatable. Hillary's relatable to working.
I'm saying
women.
No. I'm saying like think about them.
They all see Hillary as this like godhead.
Think about like them today. Like yes, Hillary can be like relatable to I think like working women in their 20s and 30s. In that it's like if I you know work my ass off for the next 30 years, I might be Secretary of State. But like she's not very relatable to young people. The Clintons, I don't.
No, but young people don't vote anyway. They don't.
Yeah, fair enough. Okay.
They don't. Listen, if young people voted, you could run different types of candidates. Yeah. But they don't. The voting age gets older as it goes on. So that's how John McCain could get any somebody like that. You know what I mean?
That's
like,
how Bush won two elections.
Right.
Because the youth vote was non-existent.
Yeah, because everyone, like, all young people were like, George Bush sucks, fuck you, but they didn't, like, vote. You know, they're not a voting group. So, but I think that the Clintons are, like, the Clintons are not, like, they're white people that are, they are rich and powerful, but they have these... affect, they're almost like the Bundys. They have this affect about them that like makes them like regular people.
Uh-huh.
Like Bill is like a guy who like gets drunk and gets a blowjob and plays the saxophone as a hobby. Uh-huh.
That's what we all do.
Hillary Clinton is like a woman who's always worrying about her stupid husband, and she like is constantly trying to prove herself. You know what I mean? To the point where she'll lie, cheat, and steal. But, like, she wants... There's this respect that she's chasing that I think a lot of women who are professionals or mothers, you know, relate to.
Do you think...
She's sort of Marge Simpson with shorter hair.
She's, like, mean Marge Simpson.
Do you think that the Yoko thing got her votes or lost her votes?
got her my vote. No, I will not. I will not vote for Hillary Clinton. But I definitely like her more.
Wait, Jamie, will you if Hillary is the Democratic nominee? I'm just gonna throw out a hypothetical. If she is the nominee against any of the Republican candidates, you still wouldn't vote
I will
for her.
Not vote for Hillary Clinton.
Would
no.
you just not vote
But
her?
My vote is a New York vote. If I voted, if I lived in a swing state, then I would have to look at this differently. But there is no urge. Like, I voted for John Kerry. I voted for Barack Obama 2 times. Those guys are scrubs. They're losers. I don't want to vote for any of these dicks ever again. I'll vote for, if Bernie Sanders ends up on the ticket, I'll vote for him. I might campaign for Bernie Sanders. I like him so much. I need to support a fellow Jewish brother.
I'm down with that, yeah.
You know what I mean? That guy should be president.
It would
president.
Be great
They'll
to hear a
president
say, Oy Gewalt. Like, that would just be the coolest
They'll thing. Never be a Jewish president. There aren't enough Jews. Jews are not a voting group. There are not enough Jews to
Here's
elect
the
a Jewish president.
We may
president.
Not be a voting group, but we are a big money group.
No, I mean, we control.
Good or not, like, Sheldon Adelson, even though I wish I could disown him, he is a Jew, and he's, like, the second highest political contributor that isn't named Koch, so.
Koch. I don't know that guy.
Yeah, how do you pronounce that?
Koch.
Coke, sorry.
Not Ed Koch.
No, not Koch.
Kenneth Coke, right?
No. The Coke.
I
brothers.
Always said Koch, too, and then I was corrected by...
Is there a Koch and a Coke?
No. Ed Koch
well,
was
Ed
former
Koch was
mayor.
The mayor.
No. The Koch brothers are the gay mayor. Industrialist brothers who right. fund the majority of Tea Party operations.
I always thought it was the Koch brothers.
But
all these years, I heard somebody say it all the time.
But they're weird because they've also like thrown a lot of money into supporting gay marriage. Like, they have weird agendas. Like, they actually just kind of support...
Didn't they
isn't that called pinkwashing? That's what they
not,
call that.
It's not, like, an agenda. It's the agenda of supporting, like, their business interest. It's, right. like, if like, so, like, the gay marriage things that like, you're referencing is probably because, like, in the particular states or whatever, they had some kind of business interest that would be helped by that. Like, they're just opportunistic.
Well, don't they call this pinkwashing, which is people who are not liberal supporting gay rights for an agenda or to, like... distract from how bad they actually are. And that's kind of interesting to me.
Yeah, I can get on board with that.
You know, well, I don't know. It's like, it's tough. Like, what's her name? I don't want to talk about the stupid topical thing. But like Caitlyn Jenner is like, she's like a Republican, right?
Oh, really?
A conservative person.
Staunchly conservative.
Who is now the face of the trans movement in the United States, but she's not a liberal, thus she's not... I mean, she is included, obviously, but this... complicates things in a way that isn't exactly useful for anybody.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Speaking of transgendered politics, let's listen to a song from Damn Fino.
All right.
Let's hear it. I don't know what this has to do with transgender politics, that. But... Pretty face. You know what I revisited the other day?
All right, before we introduce our special guest, that was Damfina with Play Song from Disembodied Smile, their new EP. So Damfino, D-A-M-F-I-N-O.
Smoking Joe Merkley and the Babes.
Smoking Joe Merkley. This
guy's an unsung hero. Great, great musician, Joe Merkley.
Check that stuff out. It's,
what was his old band called?
Balloon Squad.
We should all check him out, myself included.
Yes.
We have a band here called The Dregs. No, I'm sorry, Gas Pedal. They're called Gas Pedal.
Featuring The Dregs.
Gas Pedal and The Dregs. Let me ask you guys. You guys listen to Grab My Voices?
What did you say? I didn't hear what you said.
Have you ever listened to Guided by Voices?
Yes. No.
No, okay.
They're a band from Ohio.
You're going to want to listen to the band.
You're
going to
want
to listen to the band. If you're in the kind of music that I think you guys play, judging from, you know, the assumptions I'm making from your appearance, you're going to want to listen to the band. Okay, so there's a famous interview with Robert Pollard. Tell me if you've seen this interview, Jamie.
Let's see.
I think this has a lot of weight to, you know, your genre over here. And just for the folks at home, I am gesturing at the band. Okay, so this famous interview with Robert Pollard, lead singer of Guided by Voices, and prolific, I think, would be an understatement artist. Okay. Where they're interviewing, they're like, Robert Pollard, how does it feel to be an indie rock icon? And he's like, what are you talking about? We rock hard. Like, he goes, we do jump kicks. We do spin kicks. We do other kinds of kicks. have you seen this?
Yeah.
It's fucking brilliant. I'm asking, here's my question to you. Does Gas Pedal do kicks?
Well, Gas Pedal is all about, it's kind of like women's rights, except with cars. Rights for cars. Cars have the right to be driven by human beings, either stick shift or automatic.
Do you personally prefer one or the other?
I like bicycles the most.
You're losing me. I'm going to be honest here. You're really losing.
We had an interview once, and you were talking about this, and then I posed the question and said, well, do you know how to drive a car?
I have a learner's permit.
Update. We actually taught Ben how to drive.
Wait, Sam, you know how to drive? You don't know how to drive.
I don't legally know how to drive.
Aha.
Wow.
Yeah.
I just want to say that Mama Coco's Funky Kitchen does not condone illegal driving.
Nobody condones it, but it was like 2 a.m. We were coming back from a show in Asbury Park back in March, and Mark and I, or Taylor, Bennett, and I, temporary basis, took it upon ourselves to teach Ben how to drive at 2 a.m. in Cheesequake, New Jersey, which is the best name for a town ever. Cheesequake.
Will you guys teach me how to drive?
Totally. You just got to come to...
Chad, you can drive.
Was that at the Warren G. Harding Service Center?
No.
Yeah.
I just want to know that I actually drive standard and automatic, so you're going to be talking to me about any questions regarding that. Just so we're all clear on that.
So this is some great radio that we're doing right now.
Hey, I'll ask a question. Did the Dregs have any shows coming up?
Yes, tomorrow. Tomorrow we're playing Pet Rescue with the Brooklyn What? Tall Horn.
The second to last Brooklyn What show of the year.
Really?
Yeah.
The Brooklyn What are going on a hiatus, I believe.
You're going on a six-month tour?
Yeah, I wish. No, we're going to become a long-distance band, basically.
Like the Graveyard Kids.
That sounds awful.
Like the Graveyard Kids. A long-distance relationship. We're not going to break up the band, but we'll always be the Brooklyn What.
But people should really definitely come out tomorrow night.
If you want to see the Brooklyn What for a while, you should... come to the show.
They're going
to
be doing a
barn. You want to see the best drag set of all time, right?
Yeah, all time.
Best drag set ever.
So, are you guys going to do kicks or what?
I do kicks. I do kicks.
We're going to be doing spinning kicks.
Do kicks, please.
Yeah. We're going to have high kicks, spinning kicks,
butt kicks. Not opposed to the... I can do the kick. I'm not opposed to the kick. I'm not opposed to that kind of stuff.
Do you do, like, Mike's wings?
I've done every stupid move you can do on stage. I was a front man with no guitar from, you know, 2006 to like, actually no, longer than that. For I've been doing that more than anything else, and I've done every stupid move you can do on stage with a mic and a mic stand. I've done it.
What's the?
I used to pretend to blow the guitar players and jerk off with the mic. Like I used to take the
pretend.
I used to take the mic stand and I would loosen it and I would just like jerk it off between my legs.
Let's talk about the classic trope of homoeroticism in rock and roll.
Right.
I don't think it's a trope. I think it's just understated actual homoeroticism.
I have seen Jamie perform with his shirt off, so.
Yeah, I used to never wear my shirt.
Yeah.
Jim, there was
and
a time.
And then I got bored of doing that.
We've now twice got on stage together and sang song about tender lovemaking.
Okay, oh, true. You know what? Okay. Jamie, what's the least rock? What is the least rock of all the moves?
Oh, I know exactly what it is.
The power slide?
The rock horns.
The right.
Nobody really rocks those rock horns. Nobody does it.
Really?
Yeah, no. The more rock and roll you get, the less likely you are to do this. The wolf is real, like the NWO. The wolf, that's really not rock and roll. That's not rock and roll. Mm-hmm. Wagging your tongue is not rock and roll.
Really? Man,
when you do a guitar solo. Uh-huh.
When you said the rock horns, I thought you were insulting the harmonica Lewinsky's.
The rock horns.
Nah, Chicago
rock horns are rock and roll sometimes.
Hey, should we listen to 11 a.m.?
Yeah.
No.
Let's
do it. No, let's do it.
Where we play you our favorite song from our new record. Yeah, here it is.
Nah, son.
Is this by Steven Tyler?
Yes.
Rick, yes. That's a long intro.
Is this the intro?
Yeah, pump it up. Pump it up.
That's the loudest it gets.
This is for those about to rock part two. This time it's
personal.
Stick shift.
The record is called People Never Notice, so please pay attention because you'll hurt their feelings.
People never notice that I farted a minute ago and it hasn't wafted yet. All right, here we go. About to rock.
So I tell you I love you. you know, you could never feel that way.
This is the Dregs with the gazebo.
So when we ran out, we'll be back in a hurry. I gotta go to 15th Street and cop another 40. It doesn't matter cause we're drunk and we're young. A couple kids trying to have some fun. And we know these are the days we'll look back upon. We'll be right back.
This has been a wonderful evening. Wrap it up. Okay, wrap it up. Wrap it up. Wrap it up. Wrap it up.
Thanks for listening to this program on heritageradionetwork.org. You can find all of our archived programs on our website or as podcasts in the iTunes Store by searching Heritage Radio Network. You can like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at @heritage_radio. You can email us with questions anytime at info@heritageradionetwork.org. Heritage Radio Network is a 501c3 nonprofit. To donate and become a member, visit our website today. Thanks for listening. Oh, yeah.